We have satellites for situations such as these. Selective silence, sterile eyes from she who listens to stones speak, no penance or replacement for the leaking roof she held over my head under the flood in the basement. There are no enemies. They're friends, and they're strangers, so I sit in a room full of footfalls where the tarot reader's counting cards with his heart up his sleeve. He sees I cut Hawaii off my head and left Alaska fastened around my neck. He's got a quiet grin and a trigger spin and a warning. And he leaves a spell on my coffee table amidst dented cans and ashes. I recommend you find a place where you can put as many holes in the walls as you want to, and no one will come patch up the plaster. The carpet pile waves in tides, pulled past by the paths that pass it. Dave saw sand dunes drift across the walls, but I hallucinate a whitewash. So out amongst the cinders he left in the garage, I hang my hair on a branch and hope that something hollow-boned will build its nest in this whole forest of telephone poles. Stapled to each, the face of a different friend with a caption that says missing and a number to call to adjust to the numbness as one feature at a time, she erases my face and replaces my name with aphasia. I gathered it all up and stuffed it in my pockets, shocks and struts and fits and starts, every mixtape are unfolding, every handwritten note, every rose quartz, every rock, and the bottom fell out of my cardboard heart. Something became somebody's property. Now I forward her mail, and the eyes have walls. I guess I wasn't there to hear that tree fall. Without holding my breath, I cross and uncross bridges in my city of bridges, while my reflection walks night-colored water without rippling the surface, as soundlessly as the fabled natives who named this river Monongahela used to move through the forest this was. This poem starts with a quote. There are three deaths. The first is when the body ceases to function. The second is when the body is consigned to the grave. The third is that moment, sometime in the future, when your name is spoken for the last time. Maybe named as someone's great-great spinster aunt, splintering into minerals trees breathe, if there are still trees. No trace of the blueprint, vodka jugs hidden under sinks, not enough quicksand. Instead, what I built, light, clean, a garden, a kitchen, an animal. All potsherds and sediment, vein of copper, a strain of song from my childhood, thin metallic drums and Tiffany chorus, synth as in synthetic, a higher register, but I sang along. In the stories I learned, her hood tears on a thorn, red fruit in her open palm. As the words leave her breath, you feel yourself changed. In the stories, no one kicks the door in, dented with steel toe, no one gets thrown down the stairs. See, my hand meets its shadow at the exact point of my pen. In other words, walk it off, Alberts. Unzip your sternum and let the bird out. Into the sky blackening with passenger pigeons, wing feathers pulling down the sun. This is a short one. Mostly I sit around and identify with the cat. The night our house is robbed across town, I know something is wrong. My blood aligns like filings. I leave, don't even tell you goodbye. At the hairpin near home, I break just in time. A buck, spotlit, antlers the shape of shattering. Driveway gravel cracks its knuckles, key too easy on the turn tumbler. All the lights we left off are blaring. I call you first. Before I can tell you, you say, "Where did you go?" And in that, a whole moment. I know, and you don't. Is he still in the house? 911 wants to know, and cops show with dogs, and don't dust for prints that ripple off book spines. My upturned altar streak on the dresser where he palmed your rent. It's not like we think. We take inventory of absences as I restack the scattered tarot, you ask, so which ones were face up? The sidewalk, your lineup. Him. Him. You pause films mid-scene, shush, listen. A leaf snap, a voice, nothing, I say, there's nothing less spell than prayer. Soon you only leave to work, drill window bars, deadbolts, I burn sage, scatter salt, wedge onyx in door jams. You price guns. Every scrabbling raccoon wakes you. When you settle, I watch your back swell and fall. Touch a hollow in your shoulder I never noticed. A laying on of hands to lift from your skin the gold that leaks from the backyard we leave lit like a stage. Thank you. You buy a weapon, and you drive a weapon, and you pray a weapon, and you breathe a weapon. Dear Francis Bean Cobain, we've seen your pictures. You look right into just like your father. Be our muse, be a myth. His fame, a thrifted cardigan, threadbare and ironic. Yours, a run in your stocking. Your portraiture so punk and baroque. Rorschach of chipped black polish, thread and tattoo, cave of navel. We forgot that your photos were silent. We want to hear you speak. We've seen your pictures in galleries, your scrawls, Stedmanesque and sarcastic, sold well at your opening, even while under pseudonym, and when your name leaked, sold out. Francis, was it a hoax? We want a piece of you for our wall. Some token, scrap of clothing, bone fragment, set list, guitar pick, a relic. We make suicides heroes. We forget where we were on your birth. Do you remember the scratch of his stubble on your baby cheek? The silt of his ashes in your tiny fist? Were your lullabies Leadbelly's blues? What do you know that he knew? In a lab coat on stage, his growl thrashed the stadium with the force of his distortion, him still except his strumming and the steam of his song. Francis in the car, the grocery store, do you startle to hear his voice on the air? What he told all of us, tell us, what do you see with those eyes of his? Thank you. Y'all know the Desiderata? Probably everyone has. It's like the Last Supper. It's fucking ubiquitous. My mom, I remember like finding this like busted like 60s framed one in my house and like in my teenage years like claiming it. And my mom explained it to me as like, oh, that's a hippie prayer. So this begins with a line from that, or that's the title, which is, "It is still a beautiful world. Be careful." I mark the page in the day where the sun sets twice and curl up under the couch with the cats whose coats are smoke and shadow. The house is an engine churning a desiderata. Pipes sing and drains choke floods, basement underwater, horsepower. I am the ghost here. Blue walls flash as sirens hurry elsewhere, rust and rot, river on tap. High cycle whine of street light 101379 drills into my hinge of jaw, and where is my slingshot? There goes the train, howling into the tunnel of its own echo, homing signal that rattles the windows. Draw the shade. Last Halloween, a trick-or-treater declared ours the scariest house on the block. I didn't hang a single decoration. That is true. This is my last poem. So thank you all. Thank you, Joan and Jimmy, for organizing this. And thank you, Dawn, thank you for the recordings. It's really phenomenal, like, to hear them, to be able to hear them if you missed the reading, to be able to relive it. As a poet, it's such a rare thing to be able to have a recording of a reading, too. And they're really wonderful. So, seriously, thank you so much. This is called Leonids. Leave it, babe. Let's break in the new bed. Bust up the old headboard we rocked loose from the frame. Scrap for the woodpile to warm us. One day death will come with her owl. I'll be a laugh snatched from static. You a scent I catch in summer. Gasoline, cut grass. When she dives, talons stretched, her feathers glide, silent, white shadows on snow. Ah, but look at me all serious. You laugh and by our fire and toss pistachio shells through the smoke. We catch hands, your thumb strokes my palm. Look up, the stars are unspooling. Come close.